Hey, everybody, and welcome back for another deep dive. Have you ever stopped and looked around Deer Park in Pasadena lately? I mean, like, really looked. It seems like everywhere you turn, there's solar panels popping up on roofs, and businesses are all touting their green initiatives.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's definitely a trend.
We're seeing more and more electric cars on the road, too. But are these changes really making a difference, or is it all just,
Well, that's a great question, and it's a really complex issue. I mean, it's not as simple as just saying green energy good or fossil fuels bad.
So for this deep dive, we're going to try to get to the bottom of this green energy thing.
Okay, sounds good.
We found this YouTube video called The Green Energy Lie by Mrs. Media.
Oh, interesting. I've heard of that channel.
Have you?
Yeah, they tend to have a pretty strong libertarian perspective.
Okay, so we're going to go through the video and try to see if green energy sources like solar and wind are really viable alternatives to fossil fuels, or if it's all just a bunch of hype.
All right, I'm going. Let's do it.
So the video starts off by talking about the allure of green energy. You know, all the promises of clean energy and lower costs.
It seems like everyone's jumping on the bandwagon these days.
But then it starts digging into what it calls hidden costs.
Okay, like what?
Well, one of the first things they bring up is this concept of energy dilution. Have you ever heard of
I
that?
have actually, yeah. It basically means that the further you have to transmit electricity, the more energy you lose along the way.
Oh, wow, that makes sense. So those massive wind farms we see popping up out in West Texas,
Exactly those.
all that energy they generate has to travel hundreds of miles to get to us here in Houston. And by the time it gets here, a significant portion of it is just gone.
Poof, just dissipated.
Right. So even though wind energy might seem really clean at the source, by the time it reaches our homes, it might not be as efficient as we think.
Yeah, and that's a really important point that a lot of people don't consider.
Okay, so what about solar power then? I mean, a lot of people here in La Porte are putting solar panels on their roofs.
Sure, yeah. Rooftop solar definitely helps to reduce transmission distances since the energy is being generated right where it's being used.
Right, so does that solve the energy dilution problem?
Well, it definitely helps, but it's not a perfect solution.
Okay, how so?
Well, for one thing, you still have the issue of storage.
Right.
Most people who have solar panels also have battery systems to store excess energy for when the sun isn't shining, but those batteries aren't perfect. They degrade over time, meaning they hold less and less charge as they age.
Ah, so eventually you have to replace them.
Exactly. And that creates another problem, the environmental impact of battery production.
All right.
It takes a lot of resources to mine the materials and manufacture those batteries. And then when they reach the end of their life, we have to figure out how to dispose of them responsibly.
So it's not as simple as just putting up some solar panels and forgetting about it.
Nope, definitely not.
The video goes on to talk about the overall environmental impact of manufacturing and disposing of all this green energy equipment.
Right, and that's something that often gets overlooked in the whole green energy debate.
Yeah, they brought up this statistic that really blew my mind. Apparently, it takes 10 times more mined materials to produce the same amount of energy from solar and wind compared to fossil fuels.
10 times. Wow, that's a huge difference.
I know, right? It's crazy to think about all the mining and manufacturing that goes into these supposedly clean energy sources.
It definitely challenges the idea that green energy is inherently better for the environment.
Right. And then there's the issue of reliability,
Yeah, that's a big one.
especially here in Texas.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We've seen firsthand how vulnerable our power grid can be to extreme weather.
Right. And the video used the 2021 ice storm as a prime example of what can happen when you rely too heavily on wind energy.
Yeah, that was a pretty scary time. A lot of people were without power for days, and some even froze to death.
It's terrifying to think that could happen again. And with climate change, we're likely to see more extreme weather events in the future.
Exactly. So we need to make sure that our energy grid is resilient and can withstand those kinds of challenges.
Okay, so it sounds like this video is pretty critical of green energy.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely raise some valid concerns, but it's not like they're saying green energy is all bad.
So, what's their main takeaway?
Well, they seem to be arguing that solar and wind can be useful as supplemental energy sources, but they're not ready to completely replace fossil fuels. Not yet, anyway.
Okay, so it's not a simple black and white issue.
Nope, not at all. It's much more nuanced than that.
I guess the key is to be aware of the trade-offs and to make informed decisions about how we power our homes and businesses.
Absolutely. We need to think critically about where our energy comes from and what the true costs and benefits are.
That's a great point. We all want a cleaner, more sustainable future. but we need to be realistic about how we get there.
Right. It's not going to happen overnight, and there's no one-size-fits-all solution.
So what can we do here locally? I mean, we're just a small podcast in Southeast Houston.
Well, for starters, we can keep having these conversations and educating ourselves about the different energy options available.
Yeah, and we can support local businesses and organizations that are working towards a more sustainable future.
Right, and we can make choices in our own lives that reduce our energy consumption and carbon footprint.
Exactly. Even small changes can make a big difference when we all work together.
That's the key right there. Collective action. That's how we're going to create real change.
Well said. And speaking of collective action, if you find value in our show, the work we do, we could really use your support. You can find out how to donate on our website, thinkandactlocally.com/com.
Awesome.
The link is in the show notes. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was a great discussion.